She might try and get some catering going, but generally I would recommend just bringing some food for yourself. And the island's like literally a 10-minute boat ride from land, so if you really start getting hungry, you can always just go back to land and find some food and come back. But hopefully people
DJ
will just...
DJ Mehdi?
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes, what's your question?
Is your event BYOB?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, there'll be some alcohol that probably will be, you know, obtainable there. Mm-hmm. But generally, people just will bring their own and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's pretty much like there's no cover or anything. The only cost to for Zigfest is you have to pay for the boat ride. So if you have access to a boat or even a paddle board or a kayak or whatever, it's literally like it'll take you like 20 minutes, half an hour to kayak over from Sharky's Bar and Grill in Ladner. So it's so basically there's no cost. I mean, like we absorb all the cost of our friends in Bad PR. They provide the generator. The PA will be my friend Kayla this year, I think, is bringing the PA. She's also usually the boat captain.
I love the captain, yes.
Yeah, Captain Kayla. She's an actual tugboat captain. So, yeah, shout out to Kayla, without whom I probably wouldn't have been able to do the last couple of Zigfests. So, she's awesome. And, yeah.
We're going to play Bad PR Porn Power Audio. That's the album. And here's their song, Meat Draw.
Well, hi, welcome, everybody. Come on, Arnie. Have a seat, everybody. Thanks for coming. Everyone, if you could please take your hats off. No hats off. We're about to get ready with a draw here pretty soon. We have lots of bacon, we have haggis, beef, we have some chicken, we have wings, we have some breasts here. And we're going to get started with the draw right about now.
That's a good way to form a band.
And we are back. And yes, we were talking about how bands formed. Okay, so John is on the phone right now. You can put him on that mic. That's fine. Okay, so John, can you hear us?
I can.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Okay, put them on there. Yeah, okay, perfect. So tell us about where you're from.
We're out in Roberts Creek. It's a short ferry ride from the Horseshoe Bay on the Sunshine Coast. Pretty awesome little artistic community.
Yeah, and then you guys got the show there. And tell us a little bit about it. Like, how much is it? Where is it?
Okay, there's a really special little venue in Roberts Creek. It's the Legion there. It's not like most Legions. It's a pretty special place. It's been an art haven since basically the 60s kind of thing. They're a very cool community. Great sounding room. We have three awesome bands coming out on Saturday. Rat Silo, who are the story is in that band. There's members of so many great bands in that band. Everybody from like Sons of Freedom, 5440, Biff Naked, Trailer Hawk, Econoline Crush.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool. And Blacksmith and Brewer, one of my very favorite bands. Super heavy but melodic at the same time. They're like a power duo with Chris Booth and Kelly Bax, and of course the Muff Dusters are going to tear the place apart.
Yes, and you are the singer for the Muff Dusters. Tell me how you guys all met.
Basically busking in Vancouver a long time ago.
Back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s.
Years old when I met him, and I always said that as soon as he was close enough to being able to get into the bars, he'd be in our band kind of thing. And so we were sneaking him into the town pump when you were, what, like 17, 18?
Yeah.
17.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah. And no one ever was the wiser. We had an underage boy in the band.
But you're quite tall, Zig. How tall are you?
6 feet, so.
Yeah, 6 feet and something. Yeah. Like I said, you're pretty. So I guess you were tall right from the get-go.
Yeah, and it's funny when I first joined, like the original band that me, John, and Sean were in was The Method. And both John and I, we had long hair and stuff. And so... people, when I first joined the band, people would come up to me that I've never met, and they'd be like, "Oh man, great show! Hey, you're looking really good, man. You look like you lost 10 years." And I'm like, "Oh no, I'm not John, because we look so similar." So, but yeah.
All right, John. So we're gonna play one of your songs called "Train Song." Tell me about that one.
Train Song. Yeah, that's a fun one that I had written and we would play around campfires and stuff for quite a while before the band ever played it. And one day we were just kind of jamming around and Christina sang it, and it was just like, that's the song right there. She does an awesome job with the vocals on this one.
About robbing a train.
Robbing a train. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the phone here.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for having us.
All right. We're going to play Train Song on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Back where the highway.
Yeah, and that was the Train song, folks. And next, we're going to talk about judo. Hiya!
Hiya! Hiya!
So tell me, how long, when did you start doing judo?
I started in 2018. I felt like getting back into sports again. I wrestled in high school, and so I'm like, oh, why not? So I got in contact with my old high school friend, Priscilla Gagne, who is a silver medalist at the 2020 Tokyo Paralympics, and she's been doing judo for 13 years, and I got a hold of her on Facebook, and I said, how do I get into this? And she hooked me up with the Burnaby Judo Club at near Metrotown, so I started going there in 2018 for a couple years, and then I met the Canadian Paralympic coach, Andre Sande, and I've been competing ever since.
Amazing. Wow. So if someone else is like interested in doing it, basically, like if they're, I don't know, let's just say there's a little girl out there that's, who's kind of afraid to do it. But what kind of tips can you give them to say, hey, it's okay to go for it?
Just talk to your parents and go to a judo club and try it out.
And try
that's
it
all
out.
You can all you can do is go for it.
Awesome. Right. Yeah. Just go for it. OK, now tell me about this brand new unreleased song, because your vocals are in this one.
Yeah, so this song is called Ontario. John wrote this song a long time ago, and it was another one of those campfire moments. We were around his fire, and he was playing it on the acoustic guitar, and I'm thinking, I really like this song. And I had it in my head for years and years, and then finally I'm like, okay, we have to record it.
Yeah. All right, well, let's listen to it. You're going to hear it first here on CJSF 90.1 FM. This one's called Ontario.
Stand down and stand by.
Is this it? Hold on a sec. I got to turn this one down, and yeah, let's get to this next deck here. All right, we're having some technical difficulties, folks, so maybe why don't you start talking about something? Let's do the Wheel of Spiel. All right. We're going to spin the Wheel of Spiel, and you got to talk about whatever it lands on. Movies. Zig, tell me about your favorite movie.
Oh, man, I don't know. There's so many to choose from. I think A Waking Life is one of my favorite movies. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. It's kind of like asking somebody what your favorite band is. It's like, well, I have many favorite bands, and it kind of depends what mood I'm in, I guess. What about you, Christina?
I like Total Recall.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Can you rub a little powder on my lips?
I liked John in the House. He loved Jaws, the original Jaws. That was such an amazing production at its time, and it scared the daylights out of everybody in the theater.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I always liked The Thing.
The Thing.
The original one or the remake?
I think the original.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Okay, we're going to give this another try here.
I'll not stay with you now. You could say I said fuck it. You could go to the moon, go to hell in a bucket. I'll not go to your house. I'll not go back to Ontario. Sing sweetly, my dear. If it talks, don't you trust it? You can lean on my heart, though these tears made it rusted. And I'm looking for answers, but I'll not. Sing a song of a world that's got lost and got busted. Sing a pretty blue eyes and a man so disgusted. He wiped the dirt off his feet on the doormat of Ontario. Don't tease us, sweet Jesus. Be a lamb or a kitten. Be a child on the street who's been mauled and been bitten. But if you're my conductor, don't you take Ontario. Don't
business with lady. You know I get frightened when you stare with those eyes. Say you just been enlightened. Say you just met the future. His name is Ontario. Say you just met the future. His name is Ontario. Say you just met the future. Stay with you now. You can say I said fuck it. If you're good with me, go to hell in a bucket. I'll not go to your house. I'll not go back to Ontario. I'll not go to your house. I'll not go back to Ontario.
Ontario, and John's still on the phone here. So, yeah, John, you're going to tell me a little bit about Ontario.
Yeah. I literally wrote that song on the side of the road with my thumb out in the air just outside a place called Wawa, which is pretty famous for people being stuck there. And it's pretty much, once again, a song that speaks for itself, kind of sums up my experience in Ontario.
Yeah, and how'd you feel about singing that, Christina?
Oh, I love singing that song. Mm-hmm. I lived in Ontario for 5 years, and I felt the same way John did when he wrote it.
Awesome. And you guys have a few nicknames for yourself. Tell everyone what's your nickname.
I'm Boom Boom McBeats.
Boom Boom McBeats.
Chord Lord.
And where did Chord Lord come from?
My brother, Riff Lord, and then I was Chord Lord.
Riff Lord.
Yeah, Riff Lord from Face Puller.
Okay.
And then Chord Lord was always the guy doing all the cables and stuff, so he thought it was like a double entendre, you know, Chord Lord.
Yeah, and yourself, I guess it's
just Zig Ziglar.
Just Zig Ziglar. John, do you have a nickname?
No.
Nope. Okay. All right. I guess they'll have to make one for you. All right. Okay, we're going to get to a break, and we'll get to some more music after this.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for No Holds Barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
I don't wanna die.
All right. I want to live, yo. That was the Get Arounds, and we love Lana from Lana Lose. Right, guys?
Lana. I love you.
Yes. Okay. So you got some judo gigs.
I do. I'm actually next Tuesday. I'm going to the UK, to Birmingham, for the World IBSA Games. And in November, I'm going to Chile for the Para Pan Am Games. And in December, I'm going to Tokyo, Japan. And if you're wondering why it's para and what IBSA is, I'm blind. And IBSA is the International Blind Sports Federation.
And that is absolutely amazing that you're such an inspiration. My gosh. Yes. So anything else that you want to give out? Any shout-outs to anyone?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We need to give a shout-out to our biggest fanboy who messaged me to make sure that we shouted him out, Rod Grimm.
Yeah.
And
we've known Rod forever.
Since we've known each other.
Posters like out of the we wouldn't even have to ask him. He would just show up and he'd like hand drawn posters like back in the day before digital stuff.
And when we played at the Commodore, at the Commodore, he dressed up in a full sized poo suit that was from the Flash Gordon movie and danced on stage the whole set, fell over, and he couldn't get back up. He rolled around, and he wanted me to mention that.
Yay, Rod. Okay. All right, I'm going to play some La Chinga because they were going to be on the bill, but they couldn't make it. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Family emergency.
All right, that's all right. Well, we're going to play this song called Keep On Rolling.
Woo.
Try to see.
All right, we're going to do one last shout out. Who is it for?
I wanted to shout out to Paul Alexander, the owner of Pandora's Box, my employer, who's probably the best person to work for in the world and runs a pretty amazing studio.
Best practice space.
One of the best practice spaces, and now also an art studio, as we have art studios on the upper floor. So, yeah.
Well, thank you
so
much.
Shout out to Pandora's Box.
Shout out to Pandora's Box, and thank you, Muff Dusters, for coming to the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van!
Yeah, baby, here's Now or Never. We'll catch you all next week. The next show is a hip-hop show called Hip Next Up. We'll see you then. Bye.
Balancing the line on my polygamous needs with the paranoid confusion of this epidemic scene.